Ings, brother and sister, Hanford, California, May 8, 1882. Dear brother and sister Ings, had I thought you would not have been in America before this time, I would have written to you and expressed my desire for you to unite your labors with me. I am obliged to keep out of the city of Oakland in the mountains of Healdsburg. I have a very beautiful and healthy place. I have a good house, room enough for you to live with me in my house. I am anxious for you to come as soon as you can. I shall devote time to writing and travel some. Your husband and yourself can go with me when it is necessary for me to go. I expected that we should connect long ago, but the great waters separated us. I need the help you can give me. I should have written to you long ago, but I feared I should be selfish to call you away from your work. Please write to me immediately in regard to this matter when you will meet me in California. I do not dare venture this summer to cross the plains to Michigan. If the Lord says go, I will go. But it has seemed since my husband's death that I had in that event received my death wound. My loss, my loneliness, and the condition of the cause in Battle Creek have nearly killed me. There is so much backsliding in Battle Creek, so much coldness and worldliness, I fear Christ has been denied by them. I have written fully 100 pages to them recently, but I have no confidence that they will accept my counsel. They have become too far estranged for that. But now I want to put my energies at work to get out Volume 4. You and your husband can help me, and I believe that you will both be in the place where the Lord would have you. My little girls are with me, and Mary Chinnick and Marion Davis. This family I shall keep at present. You can help me in copying and in traveling with me. Please consider this matter and come as soon as you can. I meant to have written to Elder J. N. Loughborough, but will have to wait another day. Much love to them and to you.